Good evening, Rabbi. There was a Heilige Chassidish Yid, Heilige Yid. His name was the Narola Rebbe Zichrone Livrocha. He was only nifter recently. He was very, very old. And he used to have some beautiful stories that he heard himself from old Chassidim and old Rebbes and old Tzaddikim. And I heard somebody, I saw that somebody reported, said the Narola Rebbe said a Moedige Meister in the name of the Alte Belzer Rebbe. And the story goes like this. When Alte Belzer Rebbe, when he was still in Belz, the Sar Shulam, when he was still in Belz, there was Yidin who came from Russia, Belz Chassidim who came from Russia to Belz for Yomim Tovim, for Shoshana, for Yom Kippur, for Sukkot. And after all these very, very special days, the Chassidim went up to the Rebbe, and after when they were had to leave, and I said that, how are we going? We're going to go back to Russia, we live in Siberia, and we're not going to see the Rebbe and the court, the chotzer, we're not going to see it for a whole year. How are we going to keep warm in Yiddishkeit? How are we going to keep this chizik that we had from the special days of the Yom Neiroim and the very special days? So the Belzer Rebbe, so reports the Narola Rebbe, he said, I'll give you an answer. And he said the following answer. Unbelievable. He said that the famous city of Chelm. We all know Chelm. And even there, who are reported to have been not particularly advanced. So they got their reputation, a question on its own. But in Chelm, they were worried about the night. In the night, it always gets cold. And what should they do about it? So they had a meeting, a council meeting, and they decided that in order to prevent the drop of temperature during the night, what they're going to do is they're going to take barrels of water, and they're going to keep it on the side, very much on the periphery, on the side of the city of Chelm. So when the sun goes down, it's not actually going to go down because it's going to be scared of the water, or the barrels of water. It's not going to go into the barrels of water. It's going to stay up, and therefore it's not going to be cold in the night. That was the old thought. It's an absolutely brilliant idea. And they're going to prevent the drop of temperature in the night. It's not going to be cold in the night because it's going to pull up barrels. They're going to keep barrels of water. And the barrels of water is going to prevent the sun going down. That makes sense, doesn't it? And like this, they'll be safe and they'll be warm in the night as well. That was what they thought of. Thought it was brilliant. They put loads of barrels of water, and lo and behold, next morning they realized that it didn't actually help. It's freezing. It was freezing cold in the night, and they didn't know how to. They couldn't understand what happened. How did they go wrong? Until one of the guys camp realized that what must have happened is that the sun actually must have happened. The sun must have gone into the barrel of water during the night, and it's under it. It's gone all icy, but underneath the ice, without a doubt, that's where the sun is, and therefore that's why it's gone cold in the night. So they thought that's definitely true. And in the next night, what they're going to do is they're going to have to dig through the ice in order to get the sun out during the night. And they thought that makes so much sense. It's really goinish. And so they all got ready in the night. And as it was getting freezing cold, they realized that the sun must be hiding in the barrels of water. They got their shovels and their sticks and all their tools out. And they were cracking and trying to get through the ice. And they're breaking through the ice. And you know what? They realized that actually, yes, they came to a conclusion. Actually, yes, it's working. They must be getting very close to the sun because they're all warm. And nobody was cold. And nobody was suffering from any cold. They said, yes, I must be burning very close to the ice. And they were very satisfied with their invention, what they come up with. Says that, and the older Rebbe, in the name of the Belzer, he said, you're going to back to Siberia in the cold. You think that there's something that is going to keep you going for the chizik of the Yom Neroim. There is no easy solution. In order to keep yourself warm, in order to keep yourself mechuzek, you have to keep working hard. No different than that. You have to keep yourself warm. That's what's going to keep you going through the winter months. That's what the Narola Rebbe said. And this is Mamish, a very, very beautiful story to share. Of course, that's what we do in this show. We keep ourselves warm every evening. We learn Baruch Hashem. We keep on moving B'Siyata D'Shemaya. Okay, we're up to Siman Mem Gimel. We'll be discussing an interesting halacha, which is Eich Leisnaik Betfilin Beikonsel Leveis Akisei. Of course, the halacha is based on the fact which for many, many years, we are very, very gebench nowadays. We've got a bathroom, we've got toilets in our houses. No house without it. But until 100 years ago, around approximately, it wasn't the case. And if you go back further for centuries and centuries, there was no facilities within the where people lived. They had to go out, and we know from Gemaras and even from Rishonim that it was one of the challenges of civilization of life. In fact, was how to go out, how to relieve oneself. It wasn't just so easy straightforward. We're going to see it was not so straightforward how to do it in a civilized way, in a hygienic way, and how to do it in a safe way. This joined with the fact that people, the Yidden, used to wear tefillin the entire day. So that itself raises the question, how is it possible? The Siman discusses the issue of relieving oneself together with the tefillin. Tefillin were worn the entire day. Nowadays, this issue is not as relevant, but we can see there is a couple of points which are relevant. But generally, we of course don't wear the tefillin the entire day. We only during davening. But imagine somebody is wearing tefillin the entire day, and he wants to relieve himself. How does he do that? Plus, it's not so straightforward. We'll see. Because, first of all, it's not always so practical. If you're going out in the fields, and there's nobody around you, and how are you going to just take them off? Where are you going to put them? You can't just put them on the floor. It's all muddy, and it's all, you know, you can't put them on the floor. And there's nobody there. So what are you going to do? And so we're going to see, this is not always so straightforward. You're quite right. We're going to see if later on that if you are in a place where there are civilized bathrooms and toilets, then of course you should just take them off and give them to somebody. That's of course if that's possible, but that wasn't always possible. So the question is based on this difficulty. I'm going to make four introductions before we actually enter the seif, and that's going to allow us to go through this first seif. First introduction is that there's a difference between relieving oneself and urinate. A person relieving oneself with tefillin, that's absolutely awesome. Whether it's the Reis or the Rabbon, it's another Shaila. But to relieve oneself completely, that's definitely awesome. With regards to urinating, it's actually not awesome Medina. Yes, of course, we don't do it nowadays. And of course, nowadays, one could even say that it's awesome nowadays, more than just a minute. But me'ikradim, to urinate with tefillin, is actually not awesome. That's point number one. Point number two, we need to know there's a difference between a beis akise kavua and a beis akise arai. Beis akise kavua is a proper place, what we would call nowadays a toilet, and that is a beis akise kavua, an established beis akise. That is a basic arai. Beis akise arai is not like that. It's more arai is a more non-fixed place where a person will relieve oneself. That is a beis akise arai. There's differences between a beis akise kavua, more established, and arai, less established. Introduction number two. Introduction number three is that we're going to see there's a big difference between holding and wearing the tefillin. If a person wears the tefillin, there's a chumrah and a kola. And if a person holds the tefillin, he takes them off and he holds them, there's a kola and a chumrah as well. So we need to know, we're going to differentiate shortly between holding the tefillin and wearing the tefillin. Introduction number three. And introduction number four, we're going to learn there's a chashash nitzoitzes. There's a chashash nitzoitzes, which is something which we'll be seeing in the first eve. Chashash nitzoitzes is the concern of splashing. If a person urinates, there's a chashash of splashing. This is only true if he's holding the tefillin. When he's wearing the tefillin, there's a chashash of nitzoitzes. If he's wearing them, the chashash of splashing from whilst urinating doesn't apply. And we'll see now the halach is inside. Okay, let us see. Also, likones leveis akise kavua. A person is not allowed to enter a beis akise kavua. So that's, as we mentioned, that's an established beis akise. A person is not allowed to enter. Now, I'm going to mention over here, is not referring to actually relieving oneself. It is talking about entering the beis akise. So there's not actually the actual fact, the actual relieving oneself. It's the entering the beis akise. So also lekonis leveis akise kavua lehashtin betfilin shebiroishoy. You're not allowed to go into a beis akise lehashtin to urinate betfilin shebiroishoy when he's wearing the tefillin. Why is that? Gzeiro shem yase b'mtzrochov. So you're not allowed to enter beis akise to urinate because gzeiro chashash. Maybe you're going to end up relieving oneself completely. So it's exerich chashash shema. Veim oichson beyode. However, if you're not wearing them, if you're holding them, muter lehashtin, then you're allowed to urinate bohem beis akise kavua. If it's a beis akise kavua and you're holding them in your hand, then you're allowed to be mashtin. says the Ramav, "V'hainu dafkik shemashtim yushav." This is only if a person is sitting. The lekele meichash lenitzoytzes. If a person is sitting whilst urinating, then there's no chashash of splashing of nitzoytzes. Avol mashtin meumat. But if he's standing, pshita da also. It is straight. It's of course a person is not allowed to be mashed in whilst he's standing. It's no different than a beis akisa aray, in which we are chashash nitzoytzes. V'adinim mashdim yushav. Similarly, if you are standing, oy be'ofo tichuach, but it's soft earth, the leka nitzoytzes, there's not going to be chashash nitzoytzes. Beis akisa aray, if it's a beis akisa aray, nami sure it's permitted. Vein chiluk ben keva le'aray le'inyan zeh, there's no difference. If it's soft ground, you're not, there's no difference between kva and aray. Elo de beis akisa kavua, mistomos yitzroch of miyushav. So generally, when it comes to beis akisa kavua, then generally he's sitting. Or beis akisa aray, and if it's beis akisa aray, mistomos yisem umot, he's normally standing. Hoil ve'enu nifnel digdoilin, because normally one doesn't relieve oneself, one only urinates in a beis akisa aray. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Or beis akisa aray, when it comes to beis akisa aray, mota lehashtin boem kshem b'roishoy, you're allowed to urinate if, whilst you're wearing them, havalim oichsen b'yodoy. But if you're holding them, also lehashtin b'yom ha'umot, if you're holding tefillin, you're not allowed to urinate while standing. Afilim tofisesim b'vigdoy, even if it's you're not holding them, but you're wrapping your garment in it to protect them. B'vigdoy mipnei shetzorich leshavshev b'yodin itzil shibrogla, because you'll have to wipe off the nitzotzes on your feet. Elo cholzan b'richo ga'ab amas, but you distance yourself for amas v'noistim l'chaveh, and you give it to your friend. Now comes halach lemaisa, how we paskin is like this Rambam. The Rambam says, "Medivei Rambam nira she'also lehashtin k'shem b'roshe." The Rambam says, "You never let urinate ben beves akisa kavua, whether it's a beves akisa kavua, ben beves akisa aray, whether it's a beves akisa aray, ve'shlochu shetvorim." That's how we pasken. So halach lemaisa, we go like the Rambam that asks it either way. You're not allowed to be mashtin whether it's a beves akisa kavua, whether it's a beves akisa aray, and we do not differentiate between wearing and holding them. Either way, we ask it. Continues Shulchan Aruch, see base. And that leads us to a discussion of contemporary toilets nowadays. Beis akisa kavua. How do you define a beis akisa kavua? Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Hainu sheyesh bo tzoya." There must be tzoya in the beis akisa kavua. V'hua pnei asode, and this must be on the surface of the field. Peloi chafira, and not dug into the ground. There mustn't be. It's not dug into the ground. So we're learning over here something which is very relevant for our toilets. We've had in previous simonim and in future simonim as well, there's ongoing questions, very big differences, if something is halachically considered a toilet or not. Is it a bathroom or not? We learned just for an example, what's the halach if you just enter a bathroom or a toilet, you actually have to afterwards wash your hands, yes or no. Just one of the many shilas. Now the question which has to be asked, of course, is what about contemporary toilets nowadays? If you just enter the toilet and you go out, you go in and you go out, do you have to wash your hands afterwards or not? Very important question. We discussed in previous shiurim. There is over here one halacha, which is very, this halacha over here is a bit of an eye-opener with regards to that. Because this is defining what a basic kisa kavua is. And the halacha is as follows again. Basic kisa kavua is, sheyesh bo tzoya des tzoya, devu apnei asodin, it's on the side, beloi chafira, and it's not dug into the ground. So we're learning from here that what is written of, what is implied from this halacha? That if something is, that's right, it's not bad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton Yud Gimel Mishnah Berurah says, Roitzalem also b'loy chafira, without having dug, Roitzalem also lecholzen b'richuk dalet ames. If it's b'loy chafira, no digging, then you have to take your tefillin off 4 ames away. Avalim o b'chafira, but if it's dark, there's a hole, and it's, there's a hole, then the chafira, the pit, yeah, can you call it a pit? The digging, the dark area, is its own domain, and the beis hakiseh on top, and it's a domain in its own, and it's not considered a beis hakiseh at all. We're learning that if there is a chafira, and that is really what the toilet is. It's a chafira. It's dug. then that's called a reshus bifnei atzmei, that's domain in its own. That's considered a toilet. But a surface on top is not considered a Pesach Kisse at all. What does that imply? Very good. It doesn't sound like it. Very good, Ha'orah. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it needs to have the halachas of Rishus Yochid. Yeah. But I don't think it means like the Rishus that we find elsewhere. Yeah. Correct. That would be, according to that, according to this, and it's not the end of the story, but according to what we're seeing now, you certainly have, in contemporary toilets nowadays, it's certainly considered Rishus La'atzmoy, because after it's flushed, Yeah. It's very, very strong argument. Very, very strong argument. Yeah.
So even if it's a little bit dirty, which it sometimes is,
yeah,
it's under the water level.
Yeah.
You could maybe shelter suit it being dug.
Yeah. To some extent, yes. Yeah. So that's a very important ma'amokim in this discussion. Very important. Very good. Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. Beis HaKisse Arai. A Beis HaKisse, which is the Arai. Hainu Kegoin Lahashtin Mayim. Beis HaKisse Arai. What is a Beis HaKisse Arai? How do you define a Beis HaKisse Arai? Hainu Kegoin Lahashtin Mayim. This is somebody has to urinate. She'ein Adam Hoylech B'Shvilam LeBeis HaKisse. You wouldn't, under normal circumstances, go to a specific Beis HaKisse to urinate. That's how it was in previous generations. And this particular occasion, this particular place is made, Beis HaKisse, Tchil is made into a Beis HaKisse. So something is not made into a halachic Beis HaKisse for urinating. It doesn't become, it hasn't got a shem, but if you just go there and you urinate, that's not, makes, doesn't make in the Beis HaKisse.
So you have nowadays, you have, say, pub toilets, your school toilets, rows of urinals, without any place for someone to pass kedoshim, then it's makom kavua just for...
Very good. The answer to your question will be Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Tezvav. The Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Tezvav says, Beis HaKisse Tchila, Ein Beprima Godim, the Sphere Le Tehai Lishnalai of Dafka, the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch is not precise. Ta'afilu miyuchad mekama zmanim, even if at several occasions it is being used, lehashtin to urinate, mikon mokim, nevertheless, arai yichoshev, it's considered arai. Now, it's I'm not 100% sure, because, well, how do you learn this Mishneh Berurah?
You can learn it two ways.
Yeah.
You can learn it either, Mamish is used it a few times, but it's not miyuchad. Or you could say anything that is
a
miyuchad for
tzoya
is in this category.
Very good. So there is a bit of a duke in the Mishneh Berurah here, and I do not know what the halachic consent hachra is. How do you understand this Mishneh Berurah? A place which is designated for, yeah.
Sounds like the Mishneh Berurah is just saying that when we're talking about basic kisei harai, it just means, don't think you just have to duck for once. You know, a few times, it's still all right, it's not kavua. That's how the sound, it sounds.
Yeah.
Like that's where the Mishneh Berurah is going.
Because he says, mikamaz manim. So,
yeah.
Or maybe it could be that's pshat. I give it exactly 50%. Or it could be 50. The other pshat is that the Mishneh Berurah says that the emphasis is not on the kamazmanim, but it's on the lahashtin part. That something cannot become a Beis HaKisse kavua through mashtin. It could be, if you look at the word, I'm a pretty good tzvut, the heilish nalav davke, the afilo miyuchat, mekamazmanim lehashtin, if it's being used for being mashtin, mekolmokam arei choshet. Even if it's occasional use, regular use of being mashtin, it will not become, no, I'm not sure. It could be.
If you go to the first sub, then it sounds like our toilet so far is not a kavua or arei. It sounds like it doesn't point to either category.
Why is that?
Well, it's not kavua because there's nothing there anymore.
Right.
And it's not arai, because arai is something that you just use once or a couple of times.
Right.
But something that you use regularly doesn't even sound like it's arai, according to that first side.
What do you tell Rabbi say? I think, yeah. Nitzotzes will not make it into Arai.
Well, the fact that
Nitzotzes
shows it could, it's more likely to be Arai.
Yeah, I hear.
In the Shulchan Aruch says, he says he wouldn't go there specifically for that reason.
Right.
So it just kind of falls into this category.
Yeah, it's interesting. I hear that. Yeah, I hear that. Interesting. Okay, I hear that. Continues the Shulchan Aruch Seif Dalet. Okay, so now, just going back very much to your point. What if you can, maybe take them off the tefillin and put them in your garment, wrap them up, and is that okay or not? So it says the Shulchan Aruch, yes, im hem becheikoi, if they're on your lap and you can wrap them around, v'chogu v'chagu, it's in your belt. You know, they're these big belts. I put my tefillin in there safely. Oy bevigdoy, beyodoy. You put it in your hand, but you wrap them around it. Mutter, then it's fine. Bein lahashtim, bein lefonois. He said, if they're completely wrapped up, Shulchan Aruch says over here, if they're completely wrapped up, then it's fine. Yes?
Well, if you have gloves on with your hand.
No, that's not good enough. They need to be completely wrapped. The tefillin themselves.
Yeah, you put your hand all the way around them.
You know, it needs to be, you're saying that, well, that tefillin, you're holding the tefillin, but they're not, the tefillin themselves need to be completely wrapped up. You won't be able to do that with a glove. Yeah. Right. The double wrapping. Good. The double wrapping, we'll see soon a bit more about that. Okay, so leave that open for a minute. Yeah. Seif Aleph was talking about. What's that? Yeah, because you're reading which the words of Shulchan Aruch. Afilu toifes bevigdoi, osu lehashten. Afilu toifes bevigdoi. And here, one second. Yeah, why is that? What do you say? I think you're probably right. Yes, I think I might be right. Teufels over Victor, which means that you're grabbing them, Teufels, grabbing Victor in his garment, as opposed to being more wrapped. Here, it's Chogu v'chagura b'Victor b'yodoy mutter. It's more wrapped. I think that is the answer. Yeah. Yeah. Sifkot Yudzayin. Sifkot Yudzayin, yes. Sifkot Yudzayin Mishnah Berurah. Obviously, the tzorich and the besif alef kos afilu tovis v'yodoy mutter also. So I'm betaz umog navom shenitchiku b'zeh me'oid. So that's very much your question. Ubiviagro, the Sif Zeu Mibalatrumus, Shita Achaz, a Cholikal Sif. It goes very much with your approach, and it's like a machloikas. Usfira Lady, Bevigdo Vyodo Sulek, Hashan Shif Shvanitzoits, Vikhenazi Vamotre, Vikishon Bevigdo Likula Anumuta. Yeah, so very much. But yeah, very good. Yeah, Shkoich, very good. Sif Hey. Sif Hey, says the Shulchan Aruch, Imroitzelikonis Levesa Kisei, if he wants to enter Besa Kisei. Kovua, fix Pesachis, Selas, it's all have to relieve himself. Choyltzon, Berichuga, Ba'amas. If you can't take them off, 4 amas away, that is ideal. Vyesh Oimrim, and some say, Afilu, Beloitz Rochov, even if you don't have to actually relieve oneself, you're just going to go into Pesachis. So if possible at all, take them off 4 amas before, and the Goylon Beretzuas, first of all, wrap the Retzuas around it, Shalohen, V'oichsem b'yeminoi, hold it with your right, hold it fill in your right hand, u'bevigdoi, and in your garment, connected libo against your heart, V'yezoir, and you should be careful, Shaloite Retzu, Yoitz, Mitach, Ziodet Hefach, V'yezoir, should be careful, Shaloite Retzu, that the Retzu, the strap, should not go out, Yoitzeis, Mitach, Ziodet Hefach. So when you're holding it fill in against your heart, you take them off, you're holding them. You wrap the tefillin, the ritzuas around. Ensure that the ritzuas doesn't go down a tefach. But it's very likely that it does. So you have to really ensure that when you're holding it against your heart, the ritzuas doesn't go down at all. Because the ritzuas is also heilig. The ritzuas also is good in the kedusha. You have to ensure that it's not open. It's not revealed. Pardon? Why are we more makeup? We're saying now that you should be careful with them. Up to a tefach. I say, how come up to a tefach? How come up to a tefach? That's good. How come up to a tefach is fine? Yeah. On the contrary, I was understanding, you're 100% right. I was thinking that, for me, actually, we see something, a concept, which we learned initially, and it's worthwhile repeating, that the Ritzur also has good Kedusha. And when it's to ensure the Ritzur, we learn about not touching the floor, the Tefillin, of course, not touching the floor, when it's to ensure the Ritzur doesn't touch the floor, etc., etc. The Ritzur is also good in Kedusha. But you're quite right, how come we are making up to a Tefach? That's a good point, I'm not sure, I don't know what the answer is. The Kshoitze, when you go out again, Machig Abba Amis Minichon, distance yourself from the Beis HaKisei for Amos, and distance yourself for Amos, and then put them back on. So you need to ensure that you have the tefillin, you take the tefillin off for Amos prior to entering the Beis HaKisei, and you can only put them back on for Amos after relieving oneself, for Amos away from where you relieved yourself. There's a distance of four Amos. Okay, fine. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem, we learned the difference between to relieve oneself, which is also Medina, to urinate, you said, is Mutam Ikradin. We learned the difference in Kavua, Besakise Kavua, Besakise Arai. We learned the various differences between holding and wearing the tefillin. The Chashash Nitzotz only applies when you're holding them, when you're wearing them. And we learned, we also learned a very important halacha relevant to Beis HaKisei nowadays, that Beis HaKisei Kavua, which has a chafira, we consider that the Rishus Bifnei Atzmoi, and on the surface is not considered Beis HaKisei. We say that potentially that could be compared to contemporary toilets. We learned about Seif Gimel tells us Beis HaKisei Arai is if somebody doesn't designate it, then it's considered Beis HaKisei Arai, and it's considered Beis HaKisei Arai. We learned if it's Bechekoi Vechagura Bevictor, then it's Mutter Belehashtim Belefanois. You asked very accurately that why is that not contradicting Sif Aleph? We saw that Mishnah Berurah says it actually does. It's probably two different shittas. And we learned that if a person does go into Beis HaKisei Kavua, Lasu Tzrochov, or even without Lasu Tzrochov, should girdle b'retzuz, he should wrap them up, he should hold them in his right hand, put them against his heart, and he should make sure that no more than a tefach of the tefillin is revealed. And same when he leaves the Beis HaKisei again, he should only put it back on four amas after distancing oneself from the Beis HaKisei.